Chapter 15. What's Inflation? The Silent Wealth Killer. When I was a kid, I had to walk to school in 3 feet of snow. In June. Uphill both ways. Okay, so maybe Gramps is exaggerating just a bit, but when he complains about paying $15 for a movie, or $10 for a hamburger because when he was growing up, movies were a nickel and hamburgers were a dime, it may not be such an exaggeration. If a movie really was a nickel 60 years ago, and by the way, they were, it begs the question, why? Is it because movies today are so much better? A quick stop at your local Cineplex can help you answer that question. Why were movies or hamburgers or cars or whatever so much less expensive? The short answer is inflation. The long answer is, well, the rest of this lesson. Let's break this down. Inflation sounds a lot like inflate, like inflating a balloon. And that's exactly what's happening. Inflation is when the cost of goods or services increases over time. That's the what, but you still don't know the why. Why do prices go up? There are a lot of reasons, but I will discuss the main two. Let's say you have a protein-infused wheatgrass stand. I mean, who's buying lemonade anymore? You charge $5 for a shot of the green sludge, and you make some pretty good money. Then one day, there is breaking news alert that protein-infused wheatgrass cures cancer and heart disease. Suddenly, there's a line around the block to buy your stuff. What do? Do you lower the price because you are generous and want to help your community? Of course not. You jack up the price to $7.50 a shot, and you still sell out. So what just happened? Lots of people wanted your product, and they were happy to pay more for it. In economist speak, there was increased demand for your product, which enabled you to raise prices. This is one way we get inflation. Demand grows faster than supply. You're making a killing with your protein-infused wheatgrass stand. This catches the eye of a few more entrepreneurs who want to make a quick buck. They start buying protein and wheatgrass by the carton and bushel. Every day you sell out, so you place larger orders of the ingredients. Things are going fine until there's a big storm that destroys 50% of the wheatgrass farms. When you place your next order, you see that the cost of wheatgrass has shot up by 100%. What do? Well, you need the wheatgrass, so you buy it. Now that you're paying so much more for the ingredients, you are making a lot less on every shot. So what's a good capitalistic entrepreneur to do? Raise prices. This is the second way we get inflation. When a company's costs go up, they tend to increase their prices to offset the extra expense. But if you're a company, it doesn't look good if you keep raising your prices. Understandably, it might upset a lot of your customers if you're always jacking up the cost. This is where companies get tricky. Rather than raise the cost of a box of cereal, what if they just charged the same, but gave you less? They wouldn't dare. Or would they? Oh, yes, they would. It happens all the time across a variety of products. It's not your imagination. There is more air and fewer chips in the bag, fewer sheets of paper towels, and as one reporter wrote, even smaller squares of toilet paper. You may have a couple of questions at this point, like how much do things generally go up each year? Well, looking back over the last 100 years or so, it's gone up, on average, a little over 3% per year. This means that if something costs $100 this year and there is 3% inflation, that same thing might cost $103 the next year. Is there a problem with inflation? Well, yes and no. Economists say it is important and natural to have some level of inflation. But if you do the money smart thing and save your money, it loses its value each year. The $100 you save this year can't buy as much next year, or 2 years from now, or 2 decades from now. This is called the erosion of buying power, and it's why inflation is a wealth killer. It's like carbon monoxide, silent, orderless, and invisible. Slowly and gradually, your savings are worth less and less. That's the bad news. The good news is there's a solution. It's called investing. Here's how it looks. Showing this to you visually is a lot easier to understand, but let me do my best to explain it in this audiobook. So imagine that you have two different accounts. One is a bank account, and let's say that this earns 0% interest. Then you have an investment account, and let's just say this earns 10%. So imagine that first year, you put $100 in your bank account, and you put $100 in an investment account. So the bank account shows $100, the buying power of that is $100, and in your investment account, it also shows $100. But now let's fast forward 10 years. That bank account balance, if you looked at your statement, it would still show $100. That's because it earns 0%. But what would be the buying power of that $100? Well, because of inflation, we know it's not $100 anymore. It would actually be $76 if we had 3% inflation for those years. But what would happen in that investment account? Well, you started with $100 and earning 10% per year. After 10 years, the balance in that account would be $236. So now let's fast forward even farther. Let's imagine 40 years in the future. You look at your bank account balance, and of course, it still shows $100. Because again, you put $100 in, and it earned 0% interest over those 40 years. But how much could that $100 actually buy you 40 years into the future? Only $30. So that's why inflation is a silent wealth killer, because that $100 that you diligently saved can now only buy $30 worth of stuff. So the solution, of course, is to invest it. Now, after 40 years, that $100 that you invested would now be worth over $4,000. So my compliance department wants me to read this to you. This is a hypothetical example that is demonstrating a mathematical principle. It does not illustrate any investment products and does not show past or future performance of any specific investment. Okay, moving on. What's the takeaway? Well, inflation is a wealth killer, so you're better off spending all your savings right away. No, that's not the takeaway. Inflation is a wealth killer, but fortunately, there's a way for your money to not just keep up with inflation, but actually grow faster than inflation. This is called investing. And that's what the next section is all about.